Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, June 3rd, 2020. A demonstration of nearly 400 inflatable boats kept the Berlin police busy on Sunday on the Spree across the Landwehrkanal to Kreuzberg, where up to 3,000 people gathered on the water and on the land. The demonstration was intended to draw attention to the threat to club culture. Due to the corona pandemic, clubs have been closed in Berlin for weeks. According to a statement from the club commission, the organizers had, quote, undoubtedly had good intentions. Unfortunately, the plan did not work out and there were significantly more people than expected. The demo was blatantly in contrast to their efforts to create awareness and maintain social distance as part of their United We Stream campaign. Yesterday, Health Senator Kalaichi expressed her horror about the event, remarking on Twitter that she is sticking to her previous words that it is not the time for parties, and that clubs were the hotspots in the spread of the virus, describing their closures as, quote, right and important. She added that what happened on Sunday on the canal was, quote, grossly negligent in pandemic times. The Berlin Club Commission is now calling on participants to temporarily meet up with fewer people, announcing online, quote, in order to prevent the risk of spreading a possible infection, we are asking all participants in the demo to keep their social contacts to a minimum over the next 14 days, especially when dealing with elderly or sick people. According to the commission, this was an initiative of individual players from the club scene. Originally, it was planned that people would sit at a distance on the shore and listen to music and speeches from the boats. A spokesperson remarked that, quote, the organizers were probably surprised by the crowd. Because of improper distancing and complaints about loud music, organizers ended the gathering around 5:30 p.m. after a conversation with police. On Monday, organizers admitted on Facebook that they had made mistakes and were in fact, quote, overwhelmed by the broad support. And they should have provided for a, quote, more comprehensive security concept, also in cooperation with the authorities. And added, quote, what we would like to apologize for in no uncertain terms, he is the more than badly chosen and completely inappropriate demo endpoint in front of the hospital. We and the other actors involved should have done better. We are sorry about this, and for that we would like to apologize sincerely. Starting yesterday, many things are again possible that because of corona restrictions, Berliners had to do without for a long time. Along with participant restrictions for demonstrations being lifted on Saturday, a number of further relaxations have been allowed, subject to certain conditions, especially distancing and hygiene regulations. Pubs and bars are permitted to open again, but only those where guests are seated at tables and only until 11 p.m. Gaming halls, casinos, and betting shops, fitness studios, and dance schools have opened as well. For sporting events, trade fairs, or cultural events, the Senate is initially allowing up to 200 participants outdoors and a maximum of 150 indoors. Recreational athletes are also permitted to return to sports halls, and training is now possible again in groups of up to 12 people, both indoors and outdoors. In the past weeks, this was only possible outdoors and only in groups of up to 8 people. Film screenings in the open air are also permitted again. Indoor cinemas, however, will not be open again until June 30th. There's also an important change for religious events in churches, mosques, and synagogues. Now, up to 200 participants are allowed, and previously, it was 50. And since Saturday, there is no longer a limit for outdoor services. The temporary closure of Tegel Airport could still be delayed. Airport boss Engelbert Lütke-Daldrup told the Morgan Post yesterday that the decision is primarily dependent on the capacity question, stating, quote, we must be able to meet airline demand at all times. but added, however, it was not yet clear how air traffic would develop in June and whether it would then be sufficient for the capacity of Schönefeld, even under corona conditions. A decision will be made in any case this month. He went on to say that under normal conditions, 35,000 passengers a day are handled at Schönefeld, which is more than 300 flights. Currently, however, only 20 to 40 flights a day are handled at Tegel and Schönefeld combined. That said, due to the corona containment measures, security checks take considerably longer. He explained that the federal police have established a procedure in which passengers are not touched by the control personnel as much as possible, but this means that the metal detectors may have to be passed through several times, reducing the number of passengers per security lane from more than 120 per hour to just 30. Talks between the airport operators and the federal police are planned for this week. A further hurdle for the temporary closure is that government flight operations can't be handled in Schönefeld. However, the conditions for this could be created by mid-June. In addition to the existing 10 temporary bicycle lanes, Berlin's districts are currently planning to create a further 25, per a report from the Traffic Administration. According to this, Tempelhof-Schöneberg is planning the most with 7 new pathways, followed by Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf with 6. In Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, there are already 6 of these lanes, and 2 additional are being planned. Berlin Briefing will bring additional details regarding street names and openings as details are released. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation by visiting our website at berlinbriefing.de. And also help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.